Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki, Somali President Abdullahi Yusuf, and top Kenyan security officials gathered in the port city of Mombasa to discuss the security situation in volatile Somalia and how to prevent the conflict from spilling over into Kenya. Ethiopian-backed Somali government troops are fighting the Islamic Courts Union for control of Somalia. Somali Minister of Foreign Affairs Esmail Mohamed Houre tells VOA high on the agenda will be Somalia's bilateral relations with Kenya and an appeal by President Yusuf to help a Somalia Houre says is now free of the Islamic Courts Union.
People talk about Somalia, but when it comes to delivering assistance, you know, it's a lot of talk and no help. This time we want the international community, instead of just talking, to do something and assist the transitional federal government to bring about law and order, stability, peace in the country.
Meanwhile, Kenyan authorities hold at least 8 people, apprehended at Liboy on the Kenyan-Somali border, who are suspected to be fighters and financiers of the Islamic Courts Union. According to media reports, the suspects hold Eritrean, Canadian, and other passports. The director of operations of Kenya's police, David Kimayo, tells VOA it is unclear whether or not the suspects have been involved in the recent fighting, and that authorities are investigating the situation. The Somali government appealed Monday to Kenya to close its border with Somalia, saying that many of the Islamic Courts Union's fighters and officials are fleeing into Kenya. Police Operations Director Kimayo tells VOA that as far as he knows, this has not yet happened at the top leadership level.
The real Islamic themselves, the leaders, we have not actually recorded any of them so far. But you never know with the group that are coming in. There may be some of the sympathizers and so forth.
Kimayo says it is difficult to distinguish Islamist fighters and officials from refugees escaping the fighting, and says the authorities are trying to identify people crossing the border as best as they can. Somali Foreign Minister Houre tells VOA he met Tuesday with Kenyan Minister of Foreign Affairs Raphael Tuju and discussed how the two governments could carry out screening procedures at the border.
We want to make sure that these Islamist terrorists do not blend in with the rest of the people and try to do damage to Kenya also, as they try to do damage to Somalia.
The latest round of fighting was sparked 2 weeks ago by the passing of a deadline the Islamists set to order Ethiopian troops to leave Somalia or face war. Until recently, Ethiopian authorities denied the existence of combat troops in Somalia, saying only that Ethiopian soldiers were helping train Somali government troops. Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi says Ethiopian troops will remain in Somalia for another few weeks. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.